So, Martin, why this decision? Why now?
Why now? Well, my contract comes to an end at the end of the year, so I have a decision to make or about whether I wanted to carry on. So after a lot of thought and reflection, I've decided that that's not what I want to do. I think it's the right choice for me and for the team.
You've been back from New Zealand just over 5 weeks. How do you reflect on the Rugby World Cup?
Well, I think it's just disappointing. It was disappointing then, it's disappointing now, because we had an opportunity to progress. I think sometimes I've been to the tournament and just got beaten by a better team where they were clearly better, and that probably happened to me in my first tournament. But we certainly knew we could beat the team we played. We'd beaten them the last time we played them in France, and we could have progressed through into a semi-final, and then who knows. But ultimately we didn't play well enough on that day, and that was disappointing. And then the off the field things as well just dragged the whole team down a little bit, and that's not the team that I know we have and the people that I know we have in the squad.
As you leave England rugby, how do you assess the future of the game in England?
Well, I think the team, if you're talking about the England team, I think it's in a pretty good place. The last sort of 18 months, 2 years, we've brought through a dozen or so players who have all now gone well. They're in the squad, and they're if not established, some of them, the majority are established international players with a World Cup behind them. They've won a Six Nations. A lot of them, they've been involved in winning a Test match in Australia last year. We've won in Dublin for the first time in 8 years this year. We've won in Cardiff for the first time in 8 years this year. So it's been disappointments, but we've won 10 of 13 Test matches this season, which is a pretty good percentage, and they've got better all the time. So in a career and in a pathway for players, disappointments are part of it. So I think as a group, they were disappointed with A, getting knocked out when they did, and B, how the off the field stuff reflected upon the team. And I think they'll want to put that right pretty quickly, and they've got the ability to do that. And they'll keep developing and improving over the next few seasons leading up to 2015. So I think there's a lot of ability there, a lot of very good characters, and as they've gone through, they'll understand what it is and what it takes to win at this level.
And plenty of young talent ready to step up now.
Yeah, and there's some guys. We kept Charlie Sharples as an example before we went away. Didn't quite make the World Cup squad, but there's some guy. Joe Simpson got his first cap in the tournament. So there's some there's some other good guys pressing in the Premiership, and they'll get their chance, I'm sure, at some point, the right point, to come through. So that's what we want to happen. I think, as I said, the last few years these guys have come in, not only come in and been relatively successful and played well and look like international players, and hopefully that pipeline will continue.